We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now zero for the first time in 6 weeks. Cut the lights out. Put the kids to bed. Gentlemen, it's time to go all the way around the rim.
Put that baby down, Julius. Shut that baby up.
Walchuk just kept taking rip after rip after rip during the commercial break.
Projecting on me.
This dude has been, if you hear a cough, it is not because of the Rona. It is not because of allergies.
It's not Julius.
It's not even Julius. It is bleeping Walchuk.
Totally.
Coughing up. That's sticky icky.
There, Walchuk.
Little glizzy. 877-881-1053. I do have a question, though.
Oh, you have a question?
How PO'd would you be if Dirk were to coach for another team?
Pissed. Pretty pissed.
Yeah, I mean, why would you even ask me that? Are you trying to ruin, like, Zero, do you see what just happened?
No, it's a Friday topical.
He's literally ripping bongs. We're sending ourselves into the weekend early, Labor Day holiday weekend, and he's putting negativity into our face.
Half the damn effort you put into coming at me with this negativity, you'd know exactly why I asked the question. Steve Nash just became the new head coach of the Brooklyn Nets.
What?
And you know who he was recruiting to join his staff? Dirk. Dirk turned it down.
Hold up.
Because he said he's not quite ready to get back involved. But I do think down the line that might be something we need to discuss. Would we be upset to see Dirk Manning? Team's bench as an assistant coach or a head coach potentially? Or just in any type of role outside of the Dallas Mavericks organization?
You know, you initially asked me that question, and it felt like a gut punch. It really did. It almost felt...
No, because that's how I felt, too. I would be kind of ticked off to see that, personally.
It was violent. It was a little bit aggressive, and I'm still kind of post-coital a little bit. 214 is like, yeah, Walchuk, stop being a negative Nancy. But
it's a topical story today. This is around the rim.
It's
rim news.
I'm glad you did this because I didn't know it was news, and I thought you were just doing something weird to like bring the mood down.
No,
but
you know me.
There was legs to this.
I'm the optimist. I want to bring the mood up.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
There was a reason I said this. It wasn't to try and be the Debbie Downer.
All right. So I don't think Dirk could really do anything. Now, if he's... Okay, I'll tell you what, a lot of people, and I'm right with the 817, this is where I was going to go with it. It's okay as long as it's not the Spurs. And I would add also in like
the Rockets. Or the Heat.
Like really just in the division in general.
In Miami.
The Heat, I'm not even worried about the Heat because Dirk, I think, has so much disdain for them anyways that...
Never happened.
He would never do that. And I also think he feels that way probably, like I think Dirk has too much loyalty and respect to... If he were to pursue a career in basketball, front office, or coaching, and it was not going to be the Mavericks, even though I think that would be his first choice, and I think Cuban would even let go of Carlisle a little early to like I could see
let Dirk be the head coach.
You know how we have Tim Duncan manning the sidelines right now as an assistant under Popovich?
Yeah.
And maybe he morphs into the guy. Maybe you see that transition happen.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Dirk's been here his whole career. Didn't even want to go play anywhere else.
No, it'd be so weird. Like, I get it. I know him and Steve Nash are best buds. And
he
now
told
Steve Nash.
Kobe to bleep off, basically. Like, I'm not even going to go play for the Lakers, the most storied franchise in the sport.
Yeah, he was like, you can come join me in Dallas, but like, I'm not going to LA.
I don't think it would. And a lot of people are saying this would really, really tick me off. And it would tick me off, especially if it was a particular team like Houston.
So this would be
San
the Brooklyn
Antonio.
Nets, though.
Right. The Brooklyn Nets don't have. I don't have a personal issue with them. It would be weird. I don't see it happening, but I also love Dirk so much that there's very little he can do aside from being the coach of the Spurs or the Rockets or something like that that could really make me be like, wow, Dirk, you really are a bleephole. You know, like it would suck. It would be bizarre. But if it was the Nets, it would be like my assumption would be that if he went to the Brooklyn Nets, it would be because he did everything he could to be the head coach of the Mavericks, and it wasn't, and McCuban wasn't doing it, Carlisle's doing it, whatever it was, And so he had to go somewhere else. Like, I'm not going to crush him for that. But I also don't think that in this hypothetical that would actually happen. I think Dirk has basically full autonomy for whatever he wants to do in regards to working for the Mavericks, whether it be an ambassador, whether it be a front office guy, a president, a GM, or being an assistant coach or a head coach, whatever it was. Hell, if he wanted to come back and be a player,
yeah,
I think Cuban would allow it. Like, I just don't see Dirk being that. He showed for an entire career that lasted 20 years, and he showed time and time again, Dallas is the place for me, Dallas is the place for me, Dallas is the place for me. I don't see him wanting to do any of that. And by the way, I think there's a good text here from the 817. I think Dirk is loving life and he doesn't want to coach. I halfway agree with that. I don't think we would see Dirk getting into the coaching realm for a while. Like, I think Dirk wants to enjoy retirement, his kids, his family, and then I think he could get that itch a few years, 5-10 years down the line.
And that's what he told his buddy Steve. And like, I'm just not ready right now.
And I fully think it would end up being with the Mavericks. I can't fathom Dirk with any other organization.
Yeah, it just crazy. I mean, look, I was very surprised to hear the Nets even hired Steve Nash. I didn't know that Steve Nash had an interest in wanting to coach. I mean, we knew about Jason Kidd. Chauncey Billups is another former player now that has said, hey, I'm interested in coaching. But Steve Nash kind of came out of nowhere.
I'll tell you what, it definitely came out of nowhere in terms of him just all of a sudden being hoisted up as the head coach of an NBA team. But Nash as a coach in general isn't really surprising because...
Oh, I could see it. Smart dude, knows the game well, and we've seen point guards make that transition to coaching.
Right, and he's been on staff as a player development consultant with the Warriors for the past 5 seasons.
Right.
So and that started in 2015-2016, and he developed a really good relationship with Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him working one-on-one with him plenty, and Durant has had nothing but great things to say about him. And they actually, I read up on it, and they go back, the relationship goes back even before the Warriors, where Durant's with the Thunder, Nash is on his last year or two with the Suns, and they link up in the summer to work out together. Durant, I think it was a Durant reaching out to the veteran Nash saying, I love your game, I respect it, I would love to just work out with you, pick your brain kind of deal, like we see old vets and young guys do from time to time. And so that's where the KD-Nash relationship started, when they were both players. And then it grew even more so when KD went to the Warriors, Nash was on staff as a player consultant, coach on staff, whatever it may be, and they worked, you know, side by side for a handful of years together, and their relationship blossomed. And so that was obviously a key thing, the relationship between KD and Nash in terms of getting Nash to Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
And then Nash also has relationships with people in that front office.
Strong is his relationship with Kyrie Irving?
I will say, and pictures say speak 1,000 words, or do they? Because I saw a picture where it looks like they're at some function, and it's the biggest smile you've ever seen on Nash's face and Kyrie's face as they are embracing for what's about to be what looks like a pretty kick-ass dap-up, honestly.
I can only hope, for Steve's sake, that Kyrie keeps his personality in check.
Yeah, well, and it
tries to make
the
best of the situation. I'm hoping for Steve does a good job there in Brooklyn.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you pull for him?
I'm excited for him, but just leave Dirk out of this, Steve.
Yeah, leave Dirk out of it. Don't touch my Dirk. Keep your hands off my Dirk, please. All right. At least ask.
You want a Finley? Maybe. All right, but
touch my Finley all you want.
Just leave my Dirk alone.
But you better freaking ask me before you put your hands all over my Dirk.
You jerk.
All right.
I've seen plenty of German things.
Oh yeah, you did. You peed next to Dirk right here at the station that one time.
Oh, I did, actually, yeah.
Saw so many German things.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, let's get to it. Oh, my God. Really? You're going to bring a farting Walchuk farting his way through Jared Leto into the conversation, Zero? Nice work. Nice work. Okay, so your tease was pretty incredible, and I'm not going to take credit for it because you delivered it impeccably. And it's a beef. It's a basketball beef. And a lot of it involves people who don't even play the sport of basketball anymore. But that's why basketball is so great. The NBA is so great. The drama never leaves these guys, even when they're 20 years removed from the sport.
It's also bald beef.
Is it a bald beef?
It's bald beef versus balding.
I do. Yeah, there is a couple of bald guys making an appearance here. Walchuk always getting mad at me for fat shaming, but He's coming in heavy-handed with the bald.
Right?
Speaking of bald, Mike
Tirico. We did a whole segment of the coolest bald guys in sports.
Yes, and speaking of that, Mike Tirico will be on with Sean and RJ tomorrow at 7:30.
10:30, Jerry Jones on with KNC while we're getting plugs in.
Damn, what a badass day tomorrow it's going to be here at 105.3 The Fan. So yesterday we saw Giannis and the Bucks fall to the Miami Heat for the second time in a row. They're now down. The Bucks, the one seed. The best
just
team
great
in the
news
league throughout
your
the regular season.
Hey, the Bucks can't go to the finals. They can't win one because then Giannis is out. He's going to say, I can't do this year.
Right. I think as a Mavs fan, if you're crossing your fingers, summer 2021, that Giannis is going to decide that the Mavericks are his destination, then you need him to go 0-for in terms of winning a championship.
So then he can be Luka's Robin.
It is weird right now because as Mavericks, we're like bleep you to the Heat just as a general feeling. But right now we're kind of pulling for him because if the Bucks can't even get to the Eastern Conference Finals because Jimmy Butler and a bunch of guys that no one knows are going to take you down, that's going to bode well for Giannis saying, all right, I can't win here in Milwaukee. And if I'm going to be one of the great ones, I have to win a title. I can't do it here.
Can't coach with them.
Here comes Luka.
Can't do it.
So they go down 2-0. Giannis was better in game two than he was in game one because in game one he only took 12 shots. He was virtually just he was worthless.
He was like playoff P.
And then exactly. And then yesterday I think he had 27 points and he was more aggressive. He was better, but he still didn't pull it out in the end for his team. And if you look at a lot of numbers, the Bucks have actually been better in the first two games of this series when he's been off the floor as opposed to when he's been on the floor. So it's weird right now.
He doesn't even need him.
So now all the hatred and the disdain is coming out for Giannis, as it tends to do for the great players. If you're going to be MVPs and all this stuff and think you're the Greek freak and you're going to be one of the best players in the league, at some point,
better act like
we're going to stop giving you a pass for not winning.
I mean, what happens? Your balls drop off?
And so you have yesterday, you have last night after the game, you have Richard Jefferson, a.k.a. Dick Jefferson, NBA journeyman, good player, one of the bald guys you were referencing.
Former Maverick.
Former Mav. He tweets out, and he's a current member of ESPN right now. He's a commentator. He tweeted out after the game a gif of Scottie Pippen in his Bulls uniform.
Yeah.
And he says, Giannis might be a Pippen, ... There I said it. He needs his Jordan.
Can we stop comparing everything to Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls? I just get sick of it, man.
I'll tell you what, Zero.
Okay, so what is he, Malone? Is he a Malone to you?
I don't know. This is a different era of basketball. I don't know why you got to bring that up, Wolchuk.
What do you want to compare him to?
It's the everything. You know I'm
what, is he a Duncan?
This. Everything has to be related back to the Chicago Bulls, and it gets irritating.
Are you still ticked about the pizza?
All right. No, I'm not ticked about the pizza. I'm just saying,
you're just
man,
ticked about consistently losing to the Bulls over
okay,
and
but,
over. And
but do you think that Giannis is a Robin?
As a Jazz fan?
To Luka's Batman?
Okay, if we're using it as a metaphor, but I'm fine.
You don't like the Pippen comparison. I also don't know why a Pippen comparison is a negative
well,
thing.
Guys.
Like Scottie Pippen was some average Joe. Dude's a Hall of Famer, an absolute stud.
All right, this is a roller coaster beef here, okay?
I'm angry, and I'm not even part of this beef.
Again,
thanks a lot, Eric.
It starts with Dick Jefferson tweeting
out
a GIF.
Why can't he be Giannis from the 2-on-4? Why can't he just be freaking Giannis, Dick?
Because he's Pippen, according to Richard.
He's not. Pippen is Pippen.
Giannis
Pippen
might be a Pippen.
The games.
There I said it. He needs his Jordan, which was followed by a quote tweet from Scottie Pippen himself saying, I'm not Giannis. I don't have back-to-back league MVPs, and he's not me. The question is, who were you as a player? Cry face laughing emoji calling out Richard Jefferson. So Pippen is deflecting and trying to say, hey, Giannis is better than me. He's the back-to-back MVP type guy. And oh, by the way, Dick Jefferson. Who are you as a player, Mr. Journeyman?
Certainly
Mr. Average?
Nowhere compared to Scottie bleeping Pippen, baby.
You're like, wow, okay, this started as Richard Jefferson versus Giannis, and it's turned into Scottie Pippen versus Richard Jefferson.
Pippen played all the games!
Yes, he did, Basque. That's a great point
Thank
by you,
you, Mike.
And so you're like, wow, okay, I guess that's where it ends. That was pretty cool. But no, Jay Williams, who is manning the new one of the new morning shows for ESPN,
which one is it?
Former NBA player. It's the one with Keyshawn Johnson. Anyways, Jay Williams
the hell's that?
Quote tweets the Richard Jefferson, Giannis might be a Pippen tweet and says, So LeBron was a Pippen with D-Wade once. Nothing wrong with that until you get over the hump. So now Jay Williams has entered the conversation and has just lobbed in a LeBron Mazel Tov. And of course,
it's a Tov.
Mazel Tov. And LeBron James, at King James on Twitter, of course, had to chime in. He says, explain to me what the bleep I gotta do with this subject matter. I'm over here minding my damn business preparing for Houston. And by the way, I ain't ever been nobody but my damn self. King bleep.
But he said King bleep.
Yeah, like King S. Like, it's I'm on my King bleep.
Okay.
You mother bleeper kind of deal. So
I thought it was maybe like King bitch.
As far as I know, no, he was going with the S word there. As far
choice.
As I know, the beef has ended there. Which what started with Richard Jefferson, a.k.a. Dick Jefferson, going at Giannis, calling him a Pippin, and Pippin following up saying, no, Giannis is an MVP. Richard, what were you as a player? Turned into Jay Williams throwing LeBron under the Pippin bus, and LeBron coming over the top saying, no, I'm me, King Bleep. So there's your NBA Twitter beef update for the day. And we can turn the lights back on, Zero. Walchuk, pants up. Somebody wake the kids. It's a thirsty Thursday heading into a holiday weekend. We can be fun parents for the night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.